Laugh Now, Die Later, 2 years. Today, shit, thank everybody for listening. Thank everybody for supporting. I think we're on the verge of, like, we got, like, hit up for ads for the first time. So I'm like, let's go. This shit's hopefully it's more appeal from than it already is. But we got, I guess, OG Trash Talk, 2/4 of OG Trash Talk.
OG in some respect, but not
the sweet spot.
Yeah,
the
OG. Yeah. OG in some respect, but not original.
Because if it's really OG, then like neither of us.
Neither. Oh wait, yeah, okay, yeah. Okay. But OG in what everybody knows, I guess.
I was like second week guy. He was like second year guy.
Yeah. All right, but we got Spencer and Sam. How you guys doing?
I'm great, and I'm happy to be here again with you in Luis's house.
Luis's beautiful house.
Yeah, thank you. Shout out to Luis for allowing us.
Shout out Luis big time.
For sure.
I was wondering, should we start this from like, kind of like from back, like go back to now? But I was like, we pretty much did an episode where you guys talk about the past, and I was like, maybe talk about what you guys have now more. I was like, because you're in Infest now. And yeah. You have been in Infest for, a year or two?
I think, 4 years?
4 years?
Yeah, 3 or 4 years.
Yeah.
Like a year before the pandemic. I think I played my first gig with them. Like, a year out of it now.
Yeah.
4 years.
Yeah, because last time I was like, I wish we could have talked more about that. And Sam, I was like, you're... we could go on forever. We could, literally make a whole series about you. Just because, you're playing Command... You're doing the Turnstile thing. I don't even know. There's probably more.
Tons of others. Well, not tons, but a couple other things.
Yeah.
That's the last time we talked. Well, I told you about the band that I was doing with J-Nut, who you've...
Oh, Paranoia, yeah.
Paranoia, we're doing that.
Did you tell me about that at that time?
I don't remember. Maybe we did.
I think I remember that.
I alluded to it,
but I didn't get it. I was like, I don't.
Yeah,
yeah.
And that's, that's really fun. We haven't played a show yet, but we're planning on probably playing something, maybe in January. Hey, thank you.
That shit is tight. That shit's for that shit's really good.
Yeah, that was fun. That was J-Nut and Ian getting to know each other over the pandemic and being like, let's do a band that sounds just like Slayer, but not try and actually do it. Not be like, we sound like Slayer and then end up not sounding like Slayer. You know what I mean? Be true to your influence if you're going to do it. If you're going to shoot for an influence like that, which is that's a tough thing to try and hit. I'm glad we got it even anywhere close to it. So I'm stoked about it. There's new music too that Ian's working on, and it's cool. Command has a new LP coming out on 20 Bucks Spin in March of next year.
What's the sound? Heavier?
Yeah. Oh yeah. It's all the stuff you love, just more. Command's funny because it's one of those bands that when Ian and I started it, we had our influences, and then we'd show people and we'd tell them what we were influenced by, and they're like, oh, that's funny, because it just, to me, sounds like Bolt Thrower, or give some sort of influence that we were like, oh, well, they're cool, but that's not what we were going for, but okay. Yeah. That would happen with Blazing Eye a lot too.
People always what was Blazing Eye supposed to be?
Blazing Eye was me and Austin trying to do a black metal band that was mixed with Oi influences and a little bit of Japanese hardcore for spice on top of it. And then people were like, you guys sound like Gizm, and I'm like,
yeah,
no, we don't.
No, that's what I was going to
say. I was like, we don't sound like that. Have you heard Gizm? We sound like Japanese punk. But anyway, but when people told us we sounded like United Mutation, I was like, what is that?
You sound like black and modern punk, if that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah.
Modern, but black.
And we ended up checking out United Mutation, and we were like, oh.
Sick.
We do sound like this. which is a weird, interesting thing. But yeah, I feel like with Command, that kind of happened as well.
And
it's, the new record is much leaning into those influences that people were like,
well, the one thing that I think I was thinking on the way here, I was like, you guys toured together for a long time and toured heavily, but you guys still continue to do legit side projects. Not side projects where you guys release some shit. Like, you, I'm like, the first thing I wanted to ask you, I was like, why do you, like, do so much? Like, like, I'm pretty sure, like, I know you love music, and that's probably the biggest reason you do what you do. But, like, why do you, like, add so much? Like, you're, like, in a gazillion bands.
I would say part of it is being a drummer. You end up in a lot of stuff. Mm. Just if you're a drummer, and this goes out to any drummers that end up listening to this. Stuff. You're listening to this right now. You're always, if you're good, you're always gonna, people are always gonna want you in your band, in their bands, no matter like what your situation in life is, because people will put up with like the busiest drummer of all time. If they're a good drummer, they'll want you, and that's like a thing that all drummers need to like know their worth and like know at all skill levels. You know, like you don't have to be the best drummer in the world to be in like five bands, because everyone just needs somebody who can do it. You got to be
able to play a couple stuff.
Yeah, if you can get through some songs, like let's go. Like you can have like a ton of bands too. It's just one of those things where like it's such a utility, you know, and people need it so bad. I think that's part of it. But also like this band size, you know,
you play guitar. You play guitar.
Play guitar.
Did vocals and lock. What else? Is that the only bands you didn't play drums in?
Play guitar in this DB band called Condition that I did for a few years. It was like really fun.
I've never even heard of Condition. I didn't check it out.
Did some records on Iron Lung.
Okay.
I started that as just me on drums and guitar, and then we got our friend Matt to sing. My friend Chad played guitar. I did that when I was still in Trash Talk, actually. Okay, it was just I was like, I need to do this DB thing because like it's all I can think about, and like I'm like fucking obsessed with this shit, and I have to like try, and I tried. And that's the other thing is like I think
you get obsessed with some genre.
Yeah, I'm like I want to try that. I think I could do that, you know. And then like I try. And then I like pick an instrument, you know, like whatever. And like I try, you know, and I get it, like I do it. It's fun, and it's not so simple as like, you know, I just like do it and then I'm like, oh good, got that out of my system. But no, it is sort of like that in some ways. I don't know. You know me long enough to know that I like process things like, you know, quickly and I not quickly but like
you get obsessed over things quickly.
Find something he likes and just dives fucking full on into it and learns everything about it. Like gets just really deep into it, fucks with it, and then
is it just with music or is it with everything? Like let's say you get into Star Wars tomorrow, you'd be like,
no, this was always been into Star Wars.
Oh, you're into Star Wars already.
Yeah, that was one of the first things.
That's probably one of the first things I got into, yeah.
It's like Star Wars, Simpsons.
No, yeah, I think when I was a kid, my dad, I feel like, instilled this idea of like knowing about stuff to me. Like everyone's like has a standard of like what it is to be.
Well, you kinda like you were like destined to like,
you know,
you were destined to be like an interesting dude. Because like, I heard the podcast you did with your parents. Ace and all that. Like, your parents. Your parents were like already like. I was like, dude, there's like you're kind of like there was no way you were gonna be like a dude who just like fucking worked at an office.
Yeah, well, that's probably true, but I think like also there were things that not just them, but like my family and growing up in LA, and you know, it's like you're introduced to lots of stuff, but like, no, I think I've always just been.
You're from Culver City, right?
Like Santa Monica.
Yeah, like I've never heard anyone that was like, oh, I'm like born in Santa. Like every time I hear Santa Monica, I always hear like, oh, like a European fool like came to LA and like, chose Santa Monica.
Yeah, yeah. And I was like born in Cedar Sinai, which is like it's in like West Hollywood, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're like the first person ever, I think, that's like, I was like, oh, this was from Santa Monica.
Only fool from Santa Monica.
Spencer, you're from, like, like I said, you've toured also. You now have a kid.
Yeah.
You got, like, more responsibility, you're older, and you still, like, you still play an infest.
Yeah, man.
Why do you think you do that? Or, like, at that age, you still chose.
I do, man. It's such a part of, like, who you are, and, like, I don't know. It's just the only thing I've ever really done.
Really?
Yeah, it's music, and I don't think I'll stop.
Even at the age you are, you'll think you'll ever stop?
Probably not. No.
Damn. I went on my first tour. I went on my first legit tour, and I'm like, damn, this shit's crazy. I was like, this is like fire. I'm not even playing music. I'm just like Like, I'm just watching from my friend's band every night, and I'm like, fuck. I was like,
the dynamic changes a little bit as you get older.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I'm pretty sure.
But that feeling is great, though. Yeah. I know what you're talking about. And I remember that. I know you've spent notes with that. That is, too. It's like, that's that feeling that we're chasing every time we go, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. Like I feel like those first, like, Lead by Example tours, those first Trash Talk tours, like the pressure ones that we would do when you don't know the fuck is going on, and you're kind of scared, and you don't know what even the city looks like that you're going to. You don't even, like, you can't even fathom, like, because you've never been there.
Yeah, those early days, I wasn't really, like, on your phone finding it out.
Yeah, you weren't
on
your phone as much. Yeah.
Before you left.
So it was, like, all a big fucking mystery, and it was, like, really exciting. And,
yeah.
You know, it's, like, I think all of us, like, as young adults, like, really, like, crave whatever that feeling is, and like attaching your fucking your wagon to that feeling is like really cool. And you're like, oh fuck, like.
No, but Spencer brought up a good point. I was like, man, I cannot imagine not having a fucking phone. Like, I was like it's just I'm like, damn. Like, I was like, people did this shit without phones.
Yeah.
Like, literally, like, I was like, fuck that. Because now it's like, we're like, oh, we're near Taco Bell. We're like, all right, let's go to Taco Bell. Yeah. But now I was like, I can't imagine like just driving around looking for a restaurant.
Yeah,
or like looking for like
you would see shit looking up the freeway. Like fools, you have phone. Like we have phones, but it wasn't like
I had like a phone. Yeah, I had like
we were like texting each other and be like, hey, what's the directions? And someone would text you like, all right, take a R off the freeway.
Yeah,
L at
yeah, alert. Drive like, 300 miles. Take this exit after like you know it's
and
so you just have to like you have to definitely stay more alert.
Well, not yet, because even like when we go to shows like that or like Oxnard, we'd be like, the phone now tells you, like, if you leave at a certain time, you'll get there at a certain time. So
God,
be like,
dude.
Yeah,
God.
So
it's it's so different. Even like when we were younger going to shows, I'm sure Spencer can relate, growing up in Bakersfield, like going somewhere far for a show was something you just did, especially growing up in Southern California.
That's like my favorite thing in the world.
Yeah, like you would be like, fuck, yo, we should all roll to the show in San Diego, or like, yo, we should all roll to the show in Bakersfield, or we should all roll to the show in
Oxnard.
Yeah, or like the Santa Barbara, the Casa, or like, you know, go out to shows that Nate was booking at the SOS Project, or at, you know,
and go see whoever at Chain.
Or Chain, yeah, fuck. Yeah, so it was like really common to travel, but we would always just like, I would just memorize where a lot of these venues were. Like, just, I can still get to Chain like with my eyes closed.
Really?
You know, just because like, you just remember,
You can
like,
exit.
You like, left over the if I had to play like Casa de la Raza in Santa Barbara, like I know exactly how to get there still. Just like shit like that, because you would just do it once, you'd get your MapQuest directions, I'd print them out on my mom's printer.
And you just know how to get, you know, basically the
way. Like, oh, yeah, it's this way, this way. Then if you kind of fuck up, you can, like, sort of, or if you remember what it looks like, and you'll see a kid with a shirt. Oh, okay, we're close. Yeah, but it was different. I remember, like, man, those first tours, I just had, like, I had a flip phone, like a LG. And, like, there's a lot of, like, listening to music very, like, not just, like, having music on in the background and everyone's on their phone kind of doing their own thing. Like, everyone's just listening to the fucking,
like, the control of the aux was, like, a real thing. It's like, all right.
Now we're going to listen
Sansa.
To this.
All right, what genre are we in now? Who's up next?
We're
going to put on a song that sounds kind of like the last song, but then we're going to keep it rolling.
How do you guys do aux back then? Like, through phone or CDs?
iPod. Yeah.
iPods, okay. Yeah. Like, the one with the circle on it?
Yeah.
Like the square one?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
shit.
The old school one.
Yeah, iPods and fucking people had Zunes and shit.
Zunes, yeah.
What's Zunes?
It's like the other top like MP3 player.
It was an MP3 player that was like not an iPod.
Okay.
It was the Android of
It was the Android of iPods. Usually driver got pick or shotgun. Or like you would switch off that way. That's kind of how we did it, I think, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
But there would always
and
be
you can
like,
only pick the songs, obviously, that were in the iPod, right? So
yes.
I mean, people would pass iPods up, too.
But there'd be, like, a lot of iPods flying around.
How many, like, iPods, how many songs can you put in an iPod? Or, like, minutes or...
It depends how many.
It depends.
Both would have extensive iPods.
Yeah. I remember, collections,
like...
But there were, like, always, like, a selection of them up front, I remember. On the long tours, like, you know, there'd be, like, three iPods up front. And you'd be like, oh, I know this fool's got this thing that I want.
Yeah, this guy's
or, like, this fool's got our mine. Oh, I got this thing.
Oh, shit. That's crazy.
Sam's got the black metal.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, who wants to, like, this... I got, like, I had, like, the stay up late iPod because I had all, like, the crazy stuff. Yep. You know, and, like, that stuff would get yelled at about in the early mornings when, like, Garrett was trying to sleep or something, you know, and he'd be like, put on something chill, what the fuck, you know? I'd be like, I'm trying to stay up.
Like, I mean, another thing that I was thinking of was, you guys touring back in the day, so you, like, what were some of the jobs in between you guys had, like, some random jobs?
Oh.
To be honest, man, we kind of, for a long time, weren't really, like, stable enough as a band or home long enough to really work. Like, we would just be gone.
Yeah. So, like, how about you? Like, you went, like, when you were in college, you went right straight, like, obviously you did your thing for a bit. Well, you never had, a legit job in between?
When I was in college, I had a job. I worked at Target.
You worked at Target?
I worked for my campus, but I wasn't touring. Like, when I dropped out of school, moved, or I lived up there for, like, another year and then moved back home and then...
And you didn't work there? Or
started touring. I worked then, yeah, but I wasn't playing gigs like that. I was really doing shows.
Oh, okay.
We'd do like a week here and there with like my old band Stop at Nothing, or I think we did like a tour with another band, Count the Hours, but that was only like a week, and it would just leave Target for a week.
Oh, okay, okay. How about you? Did you work here?
Yeah, I had some jobs here and there, but like really though, in the meat of the band, the job was the band. Which was great, and we were all thankful for that. But also, like, we had no means. Like, we had nothing.
Yeah, fools were like...
Like, we didn't even have...
Stealing food everywhere.
Yeah, like, but also, like, we didn't have shit to really pay for. Like, we were, like, young enough, and we were on tour so much that, like, our living situations that we had to pay rent for were, like... I had, like, for, like, years I was living in San Francisco, and I'd come home from tour, but my, like, room was, like, the... living room of my friend's one bedroom apartment that I like would pay for. Okay. But I'd pay like $200 or $300 to just essentially keep my shit there. Yeah. And have like a couch that I'd sleep on when I come home from tour for like 3 weeks. And then I'd go again, you know. So like that's kind of all we really, you know, that was like our means. But I had some jobs here and there before, like when I joined Trash Talk, I was working two jobs. I was working as an usher at the Hollywood Bowl.
As an usher? What's that?
You're the singer?
Oh, no, that was the last thing I was like. I was
dancing and singing.
Yeah. An usher is the person who like shows you to your seats.
Oh, okay. So that's kind of a sick job.
Yeah. I mean, it was the Hollywood Bowl. And it was like fun. You get to wear like a little cardigan and see all the shows. And I was also working at the American Apparel on Main Street in Santa Monica. And like... had both those going on. And then, I should remember, I got fired from that American Apparel because I went to go play my first Trash Talk show, which was at the Phoenix Theater in Petaluma, opening for Ceremony at the Scared People record release show.
We played the lobby of that show?
We played the lobby, yeah. After Letdown.
Yeah.
Letdown opened. And we played, and it was awesome. And then... that's the show where Trash Talk made these shirts that said Trash Talk on the front. Or was it the other way around? Was it like the Fuck Ceremony shirt?
I think it was on the front.
Oh yeah, so the front just said Fuck Ceremony.
Like as jokes or?
Yeah. And then on the back it just said Trash Talk on the back. Like super big.
And then they returned the favor
with a really good one. They played the Plagues record release show, and they made one that was pretty good. It said like it was like a stick figure drawing of a kid holding like a record that had an upside peace sign on it, and it had like a little word bubble, and it said, "It's cool. I'd much rather listen to Ceremony," and like the logo really big.
Okay,
yeah,
that's sick.
Yeah, just it was. It was all in good fun.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was... So I ended up going to that show because I was like, no, I have to fucking go to this show. Because we had just gotten off tour together.
Yeah, Pressure, Trash Talk.
Pressure and Trash Talk did like a West Coast tour.
So you played drums, played drums and Pressure.
Yeah.
And that's how you met the Trash Talk dudes. And that's when you're like, all right, we're going to get this full.
Yeah. And then, and Tim. Tim Butcher joined too. Because he was also in Pressure.
We pulled them both over.
He was also in Pressure?
Yeah.
Okay. I feel like I had to learn Pressure songs on bass at one point.
Yes, there was a moment where that does make sense to me. There was, like, on the tour.
Yeah.
Ryan had, like, go somewhere.
Or do back something. To work or something?
Yeah. Ryan of Seven Generations fame.
So, yeah, I'm glad you brought up Tim Butcher, because last time I went on specifically that recently tour I went, I go to my homie's, like, studio / venue / his house, and you just see, like, a Tim Butcher Forever sticker, and I was like, you need Tim Butcher. He's like, oh, yeah, and then my homie's like, oh, Tim, like, we both, like, asked him, like, oh, Tim Butcher sticker, and I was like, he's, like, around my age. I was like, oh, you know Tim Butcher, too? I was like, I thought I knew just because of Luis. But he's like, oh, no, like, I know Tim Butcher, like, I don't know who he was, but I know, like, the, like, that's, like, it's, like, its own brand. I mean, like, I mean, for lack of a better term, you know what I mean? Like, its own, like...
It's a legend. It's a legend, yeah.
And I was like, can you talk to me why, or, like, talk more about Tim Butcher.
Oh, well.
Or, like, why he was, like... Well, I mean, because it's like even.
Why was he the most well liked guy in the world?
Yeah, basically. I was like,
yeah, because he just really was, man. That's the funny thing about him. Yeah, all those things like artistic and sweet, engaging, interested, like thoughtful, funny, sarcastic. Like, he could be a little butthead too and shit.
Yeah, when he wanted to.
When he wanted to be, yeah. For sure. But, yeah, no, he was just one of those people who, like, no matter who he met, made them feel like they were his best friend.
Mm.
You know? He's, like, one of those people.
Okay.
Who was just, like, everyone who meets him loves him. Mm. You know? And, like, totally just, you know, was prolific and also interesting and had interesting, like, ideas with how, like, hardcore should be written, you know? And, like, was in these, like... always in, like, the interesting bands, you know, he's always, like, on some shit, especially at the end there.
Yeah, for sure.
And, you know, Minus wouldn't have been Minus. Trash Talk at that point wouldn't have been Trash Talk, you know.
He played for Minus? What was he from the Valley?
From the Valley, yeah.
And he was just, like, George. Everywhere. He was, like, because I know Minus is from Santa Barbara, Oxnard?
Santa Barbara, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he was a really, he's, like, probably one of the most influential people in my life, to me.
He was older than you or younger than you?
No, we're the same age. I think he was, like, a couple months older than me.
You guys are the same age.
Same grade. And
same grade, and you, like, looked up to him.
Yeah. Met when they were kids.
Yeah. You guys met, like, at a ska show or a ska.
Yeah, that's how I first... Where was... We met at, like, a Aquabat show.
That's crazy. Those hardcore kids meet an Aquabat. That's nuts.
Yeah. It was a natural evolution. Yeah. You know, like, everyone kind of, like, went through that. It was the style at the time. Yeah, well, you know, the ska was the style at the time.
We were all two-tone back
then. Yeah, no, I don't know. It was just what we were all into. And it was cool because, like, we, you know, it's just one of those friends that you get into stuff together with, and, like, you're always, like, finding these new bands, and that you're both progressing at your instruments too. Like, I was getting better at drums and he was getting better at guitar, and, like, he'd be writing the songs, and then he had a band that I was just a fan of, which was Lead by Example, that I ended up joining later.
It was in Lead by Example, Pressure, Hell in a Cell. Because the only one I knew was Hell in a Cell, but that's only because it's the most recent one I think he did.
He was in Minus.
He was in Minus?
Yeah. And he was in Trash Talk for a little bit. He was in, forgetting, like, God, what else was there? There's other stuff. Because there's all this, there's, like, the Andy, there's, like, he was in our Place of Worship Silence.
Yeah.
Which is, like, a black metal band that he was doing.
Place of Worship Silence?
Our Place of Worship is Silence.
Okay, and Nietzsche
was the name of the band, yeah. He was doing that. He was doing... he filled in for bands, too. He'd do that, you know. I'm too stoned now. Spencer. But no, I know that there are more. I just have to... I'm trying to think.
Or how would you describe him, Spencer? Sam gave us his, but how would you describe Tim Butcher? Or like, why would you say he was remembered?
It's all the same reason, man. He was kind. Like,
do you have any like specific story that of you and Tim Butcher that like like it's like dear to you? Or like a memory or something distinct.
I don't know, just like specific like stories, but like we were in the road, like we're like in a van, like rolling around together.
That I'm first not so tour, much,
like a memories got like a,
yeah.
I got like a really hazy memory of like kind of everything.
Okay,
so that first tour we did together of Full U.S. My first one, your guys' second. Correct.
I think second or third.
You guys, but you didn't like go all the way. You kind of only went to like Richmond, I think, or something, yeah, and then went back.
And came back.
But this one was the one that was like the big one that was like after the Sound and Fury show that we like were like super stoked on and like, you know, big first tour and everything. But it was a funny lineup of people in the van because it was like all of Trash Talk at the time, which included Tim and me, Lee, Garrett, Spencer, and then we brought three friends.
Yeah, three buddies.
Two buddies. It was Nip from
that was just
from yeah. Mortar Pride.
Yeah, from Mortar Pride from Linwood.
From Linwood. And Josh, who played in Pressure.
Okay.
And
did Evan come on that one?
I don't know.
No, that wasn't the
bottom. I feel like there was another person.
I think there was one more person.
Anyway, this tour was legendary because, for all of us, because it was like the first time we all like really like had a tour where like the shows were good. You know, or like we would go somewhere and like we'd play a show to like, you know, random people, yeah, and we'd be like, oh my god, people know our songs. This is crazy. You know, and we played This Is Hardcore. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
That was crazy.
That was fun. Saw the Floor Punch reunion.
We played the Floor Punch reunion that year. Yeah. At the church. That was later, but like that Tim era, I remember it was hard for me because I wanted Tim to like it more. I think he was like a little overwhelmed by tour.
He
was overwhelmed.
It was a lot.
It was a lot for him.
He wanted to be home a lot.
He wanted to be home. He had like, he was still going to school and shit. And like his parents, the Butchers like really, you know, are so awesome, like incredible people. Like they definitely expect a lot of their boys, you know, and they wanted him to like finish school.
Oh, okay.
So, and stuff
okay.
like that, okay. You know, which, hey, you know, and he did.
He graduated college?
Oh, yeah.
What did he graduate of?
Oh, yeah, it's like an art degree. Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, and, so that was, like, important for him. But at the time, I was like, dude, like, we're doing all the stuff that, like, we've always talked about doing, you know, like, let's go, you know?
We're in a van, rolling,
playing shows.
We're able to go to the next city. We're able to eat every night.
Yeah. It was crazy, man. Like, we're you know, it was fun. And we were so, I was, like, 19. I was like 19 years old. Yeah,
you were 19.
Yeah. It was.
Yeah, we were kids.
The tour ended funny. We all got arrested.
Yeah.
How'd you guys get arrested?
Just trying to steal food.
Trying to steal food.
We stole food out of Whole Foods. I think this is a big, we talk about it because I think
the statute of limitations.
Yeah, Nip did his time and everything.
Yeah. So,
Nip was next door at I think it was an REI or some kind of like outdoor store. And we were all, the rest of us were in Whole Foods just stealing a bunch of food. But they had it on our messenger bags, which was also the style at the time.
It was the style at the time.
We all had
the
messenger bags.
So yeah. Timbuktu bags and stuff.
Throwing all kinds of food in our bags, and we all get out completely fine. But little did we know, next door, Nip was trying to steal like a hydro flask.
Or something.
Yeah, and a pocket knife.
Yeah.
And security guard tried to stop him, and rather than concede and let the stuff go or whatever, he like pushed the guy,
yeah,
and the guy went through the glass of the front door, like just straight through the pan of
the
door. Yeah. So police come and it's this huge like deal. Police are there.
It was like 8 or 10 cop cars.
Oh shit.
And as he gets out,
shit,
he goes to the van, which naturally that's where you go,
but yeah,
he goes to the van, so anyone that tries to go to the van after that then gets profiled and followed,
right? And then they like,
they're like, where's your receipts for your food? Whole Foods is like tripping because they're like, realized that we all dipped with like, it's like 5 of us with just bags full of fucking snack, delicious snacks.
I remember, we all had different scenarios too.
Yeah, me and Garrett were caught, or I was caught at the
Did you run?
A car park. I walked across the street. I didn't run. Garrett ran one way, and they're like following and chasing him. I just like walked and walked across the street. Went to
I was listening to them.
A parking garage.
Run, or they were saying they're running. Yeah, like, I was already in the car.
She was sprinting.
Yeah, and I was like, I was hearing it over like the police radio, and I was like, oh my god, I'm gonna see my friend die. I was so scared. I was like, these cops are gonna just kill us. You know, I was like, fuck, dude. But it ended up being fine. The van got impounded. Our gear was sitting on the side of the road next to the police station outside when Garrett and I were released. Before you guys.
Yeah.
And then...
Still in hold there.
Oh, man.
And is that why Tim didn't end up staying in trash talk?
Funny thing about that, Tim wasn't there because Tim stayed at the house of the homie that we were staying at. We were just going to Whole Foods for like 10 minutes and just getting snacks and going back to the house.
Yeah.
But because we all got arrested, they took our phones. They took everything away from us. He had no idea where we were. He was like, what the fuck? I think in his mind, we left him or something.
Yeah, I totally forgot about that half of that part of the story.
Dude, I forgot about it too, actually, until just this moment. But, like, that is what happened. Do you remember? He was like, no, I'm going to stay back. And we're cool. Good. And then we just didn't come back for, like, I think it was
hours. It was dark.
It was like 12 hours.
We were, like, walking. I think we walked, like, a couple miles in the wrong direction, trying to figure out where we were.
Oh, it was the worst ever having to call my mom and be like, Mom,
I'm arrested.
Everything just, like, really
We're in Brentwood, Missouri.
Everything went fucked, and, like, I'm in Missouri, and I don't know what to do.
Yeah, and we all got arrested for fucking $17 worth of food each.
Yeah.
Damn.
It was crazy. But that was the end of the tour. We weren't able to, like, catch up with the other bands that we were already on the road with. They had already, like, played shows down the road.
And yeah.
It was too much to ask for. We shine too brightly.
Yeah, sometimes you burn out.
We burned out, yeah.
No, is that the only time he has been arrested on tour?
No. We wait to record the self-titled in Chicago. We got popped on the freeway.
That was like a year later.
Yeah.
Right?
For what?
For weed.
Weed. We had a bunch of weed.
That's crazy. Crazy to think. I forget that weed used to be illegal.
Nebraska. It still is Nebraska. There.
Oh, okay.
Especially this much.
But the type of stop that we were pulled over for is now illegal out there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like the fake, like, the, like,
road.
Misleading, like, road, like, checkpoint or whatever.
Yeah, that's what happened.
It was a fake checkpoint. Lee was driving. He didn't have a license. Lee didn't have a license until, like, maybe, like, 4 years ago.
Yeah, Lee would always drive.
Oh, really? So
he would drive, and it was totally fine because it would be, like, 7 hours on a fucking straight freeway, you know?
Yeah.
And there was a sign that was, like, you know, checkpoint ahead, drug dogs in use, blah, blah, blah. So he's like, fuck. Pulls off on like a overpass, and right from under the overpass, police instantly come out because they're expecting people that are guilty to pull over.
Yeah,
right at those signs.
It was such a trap.
He pulls off, so I take the driver's seat because he doesn't have a license. And it's just like, all right, it smells like weed. What the fuck? What's in here?
Oh, we are so fucked.
They go through, I don't even remember what I was reading. They're like, who's reading Dostoevsky? And I was like, oh, that's me. And they're like, what the fuck is this? And I'm like, oh my God. Yeah, that's mine. And it was like a couple pills and like, just to like, I had like a pretty recent hip injury and was just trying to like sleep better. It was like, Soma. I
forgot about that.
Like one hydrocodone or something like that.
How many times have you guys been arrested like as a band?
Twice. I think we got ticketed.
You got arrested in the UK one time.
Yeah, when the bouncers tried to fucking pull Garrett off the speaker.
That shit
was crazy. Why did he try to pull Garrett off the speaker?
Garrett climbed a speaker at the end of our set. A bouncer who was pretty large was like really pissed off, and one guy was like shaking the speaker stand, which is like Garrett's like 10 feet in the air and the speaker. Started to lose his balance. He starts grabbing his instrument cable and yanking it, so he's pulling the fucking speaker, grabbing this thing, and it's like he pulls my dude off. The tour's over. We're in the UK for another like 3 weeks. Like, I gotta stop this. Lot of, like, sob, like, bro, stop, I'm gonna fucking punch you. And he's like, oh, I'm like, stop, I'm going to hit you. Like, stop pulling him. Like, stop him. And he doesn't stop. So, like, I decked him.
Yep.
He crumbles. Like, we get Garrett down safe. We finish the set. Leave. By the time we leave, like, as we're packing up and loading, they're like, you guys gotta go. There's cops at the front of the venue.
Yeah. I think someone from the venue was like, you can try and leave, but they're just going to get you.
Yeah, which,
like,
we did.
And we're like, fuck you. We just, like, left. And we're like, maybe 15 minutes down the highway, too. We're like, we fucking did it. And then it's like, like, out of nowhere, these cops just, like, pull us over. And they're like, open the side door. And they, like, look at all of us. They're like, and you, come with me. Yeah. Point to Spencer. And we're all like, ah, man.
I think there's a video on YouTube where you guys are, like, in some icy European place or some shit. And then I think you were in the video, you were Lee, tell the story that you guys, like, almost died. Is there, like, does that recall something?
That when I think that's when we had a camera in the van and we went on that really icy passage because they wanted to go to scenic route. We're like, bro, it's a snowstorm. And they're like, oh, let's go this way. And it, like,
what happened?
We were, like, sliding.
Oh, man. Yeah. I remember this. Yeah, like, I remember
in that video. You were
definitely drinking.
I probably was dumb.
Yeah, you had, like, green hair at the end of the time.
Mm. Yeah, fuck, man. I think, like, I'm trying to remember what was going down. There's a few of those times in the UK or, like, in Europe in general where, like, we'd do something and I'd be like, this is crazy.
I think that was Germany because we went to that venue. We weren't sure if we would pull up to the thing. There was no light. There was, like, icicles hanging off the fucking roof.
Right.
It was the wrong spot. Oh. We had directions to, like, the promoter's house or something weird.
Oh, right.
And we drove up the street, like, another, like, 40 minutes or whatever, and then finally got to the venue, and it was popping and really steamy and humid, but it was all through the ice. I think that was that same genre, but as I say, my memory is fucking mush.
There was that one that we played in Belgium.
Yeah, that was sick during the winter festival.
During the snowstorm, and we, like, got there late. And then they booked, like, they just, like, moved the show to, like, a house.
Yeah, I saw
that show was sick.
Fucking Obscene Extreme. We played with what's the guitar player of Rise Above? What's his name?
No. Belgian band?
Yeah.
Terrible. Sorry, we're getting off course.
But saw him and he was talking about it. He was like, yeah, that show, they're full.
Oh.
They got kicked out of their apartment for it.
Oh, really? Oh, oops.
All right, but
Cedric.
Oh, from Rise and Fall.
Rise and Fall. What did I say?
Forget.
Yeah.
Cedric. Sorry. Rise and Fall.
Yeah. I think we're going to have to, just because I don't want to keep you waiting too long.
Oh, we could do many versions of this.
Yeah.
The stories will just keep flowing. I mean, there's so many things that happened like that. Those were just, like, the few times that we, like, got arrested, let alone the times when, like, bad things would happen.
Yeah, what about the Black Peach Street Festival we didn't know we were in?
Oh my god,
or, you guys didn't know you guys were in the fest
for Carnivalov in Copenhagen. Waking up in the morning trying to find food, and people are just filling kegs in the street wearing costumes.
Dude, we got all those random people.
Oh, yeah.
In, like, Cologne.
Yeah.
Europe was always just, like, testing us.
Well, tell that story, and then we'll wrap it up with that one.
Well, that's two different stories. But, no, I mean, there was this one thing, the first thing you said was, from my point of view, was, like, so fucking insane to watch. Where, like, we showed up, like, are you familiar with, like, in Holland, they have these, like, Christmas traditions where, like, they have, like, Santa Claus, right? But then they also have, like, other, like, lesser known characters.
Santa has, according to the modern legend, a helper called Schwarte Piet.
It is so funny.
Which translates to Black Peter. And he has, Black Peter's face is black, but his hands are white. Or not, his, he wears gloves, but his gloves are completely soot free, and his face is only black because of the soot. Because
they're coming down the chimney.
Down the chimney.
This is the story.
But it's straight up blackface. Like, it's,
it's only
blackface. Like, it's like grease paint. Fool's got, like, red lips and shit.
Right, because, like, the origin of the story is, like, Santa's, like, helper.
He's a slave.
Yeah, oh, okay. You know, okay. And, like,
you know, Dutch masters, cigars,
Yeah. Anyways, so we have an off day, and our driver at the time, Stan, probably, I think, if we're going to just estimate.
It was Stan or Michael Stan. Gray.
If it Michael was there that one time.
Okay.
Stan got a bunch of tours in, but maybe it was someone else. But we were, anyway, we have an off day, we get to Amsterdam. Where is it in Amsterdam? It was in Holland somewhere.
Yeah. Is either Amsterdam, may have been Tilburg.
Yeah. Anyway, we get to this like city. Yeah, somewhere. We park and we're like, wow, there's like a street fair going on. There's like a lot of people walking around. And we're like, it's weird. We all get out of the van and like I'm like, yo, guys, or someone's like, yo, is that person in blackface?
Yeah, what is that?
And we're like, what the fuck?
I think AJ
happening?
Was with us on that.
AJ, thing. Yeah, AJ. So, but definitely, it was definitely Stan too.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, yo,
whoa, him too.
And then there's like another person, we're like, whoa,
that little kid.
And then like slowly we realize that everyone is like in blackface, or what looks to us exactly like minstrel,
yeah,
blackface with like the red lips too and all this shit. And I was like horrified, and I was like, these guys are gonna start beating everybody up, and like, you know, because you and Carol were like so, like, you, I mean, it was just fucking crazy.
It was really confusing.
Because then we found the whole.
That sounds fucking.
We
nuts.
Found the whole party,
yeah. And it's like people are celebrating it, and they're like dancing,
and there was like little dolls and stuff, and we were just like, what the fuck is happening? We had no idea about this tradition or any of these things, and then I think we went to the show, and we were like, yo, we saw this shit. What is going on? And then they like broke it down to us, and we're like, okay, still though, like, what in the hell?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that was crazy.
And what was the second one?
The second one.
Some random, just some random chavs, like just guys in the street,
yeah,
beefing for some reason. I think they were like fighting each other, and we were just trying to leave our parking spot.
Yeah, like it just,
and then
like
it just like turned their attention to us and started like fight. I don't really know.
They teamed up against you guys.
Started it.
It was like some fucking European like beer festival day where like everyone was like fucking partying during like, you know, wasted at, like 11 a.m. and we're just trying to leave to go to the show. And not to say that we also weren't partaking in the fun, but like it was time to go, and then like these guys fucking popped at us, and yeah, then we were like, what's up? And then it was that was just one of the times something like that happened, which,
man,
seemed to happen a lot, especially out in Europe. It would happen anywhere.
Yeah. All right, so I guess Europe doesn't sound that great.
It's fine. It's fun.
It's fine.
Dancing on the fucking tables in the club.
Oh my god! Was that the one where
the fight culminated in front of a German police station, and I think Tom shouts out when the police finally come, like, "What the fuck's going on?" Tom goes, "They started fighting us. They said I looked like a Jew, and they just started fighting us." And they were just like, "All right, you guys can go."
What the fuck?
Yeah, dude. That was a tour where I pulled the sleeve off that guy's security jacket in front of. And everyone kind of stops and was just like, what just happened?
And that was in
Manchester, I think.
No.
Or Brighton?
Brighton.
Brighton.
And the guy came running. Some girl was trying to like noise us and like being really rude and chasing each other. She was trying to fight.
No. Yeah.
And we were just like, all right, whatever. Like, leave us alone. Like, fuck off. So we leave, and as we're walking away, maybe 100 feet down the street, we hear this like, sounds like the red balloon, that old movie. And this we turn around, and this girl like running. So we duck, and she takes this like haymaker punch and just hits the pavement.
Oh, yeah.
Trying to swing at us. We're like, what the hell? Trying to swing at me, not us.
Right.
Like, I don't even know what's going
on.
Dude,
that was so crazy. The level of drunk boyfriend out there, the boyfriend trying to get involved. It was cool, actually. It was pretty cool. yeah. No, I think we were all just sort of like, you go on tour out there, you're young, and everyone's like fucking acting crazy, and like, you know, not that we weren't looking for trouble. We weren't, but like, kind of were too sometimes.
Yeah, you're drunk in a crowd, in a group, and
yeah, you think you're invincible because you kind of were.
Because
you
know, like, we actually kind of were.
We felt that way, at least, you know.
All right, but before
yeah,
wraps up, anything you guys want to say that's coming up? Command.
Well, yeah,
Command record coming soon.
Yeah, Command record coming soon. $20 spin.
We got the Lock reunion.
Oh,
let's get that Lock reunion.
I don't know, man. I think that last show was so good. I don't think I don't know if we can top it, you know? Would anyone care? That's what I want to say.
I'll be there. Okay. I'll be there crowd killing fucking stage diving.
Yeah, alright. Alright, that's good enough for me, honestly. No, we've talked about it, honestly, to be honest. We have actually talked about writing a record. And then just like seeing what happens.
Well, I mean, not even to like kiss your ass, but like, you know, it's one weird thing that lock shirts go off for a lot.
Really?
Lock shirts are like kind of like.
I didn't know that.
Like, they're like a. I'm trying to think with who. With like. Oh, fuck, who? Like.
I fucking hit eBay, flips and tees.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, no, I'll talk to you. Yeah, but I was like, dude, then you lock shirt. Cause like, you know, my homie was trying to sell me the lock shirt that you guys with a photo of you in the back or something of the Tim Butcher show. He's like, dude, I'll sell it to you for 100. Like, since you're the homie. I'm like, 100? I was like, I'm just gonna probably just have it there. Doesn't even probably fit me, but.
Well, I think one of the things about the band, the merch that I thought was cool is that we only had pretty much the same person do everything. Yeah. So it all looked like.
It's a good band name too. It's just like a good logo.
Justin Haley.
Yeah.
Shout out to Justin Haley. He came up with the band.
Jerry Wayne.
Yeah.
How about you, Spencer? Anything you want to plug in?
Nah, I can't really talk about. Just get
Infest and Lock in LA.
Got a new band coming, but the Infest could come up in Boston, but I don't know if this will be out by then.
No, I don't think so. It'll come out before the end of the year. It's like a Christmas episode.
Paranoid is gonna have demo, like actual physical versions of the demo coming out on cassette. We're just doing it ourselves.
Okay.
And so that'll be available. I think we're making like 100.
Okay. So. Alright. Lock and Infest.
Can I do that again?
We're talking about doing an LA gig.
Yeah.
I've never seen Infest. So that'd be pretty sick.
Yeah, dude.
Alright. But thank you everyone for listening.
Yeah, thank you for having us, man. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
We'll do it again.
Yeah.